Hey, welcome to today's episode of
In Case You Missed It.
You know, when you're in a relationship, your Netflix password means a lot, apparently.
Huh.
Welcome, welcome.
Well, if you're in a relationship, are you really in a relationship until you put it on Facebook? No.
That's when it's official.
That's when it's official. If it's Facebook official, then you're really doing it. A new survey found the average person won't trust a new boyfriend or girlfriend with their Netflix password until they've been dating for 6 months.
6 months.
That's a big commitment. And after that, the trust really flows. At the 10-month mark, people are willing to share credit card numbers. Good news for you, Tony. You'll never have to share your Netflix password.
Or something to throw at you real hard and heavy.
We told you this morning, Taco Bell has a new luxury hotel they're opening up.
That's crazy.
Heidi, Heidi.
Taco Bell is opening up a luxury hotel called The Bell. I swear this is true. This is not made up. They're doing it someplace in California.
I think they're crazy.
And it's a luxury Taco Bell inspired hotel.
I mean,
nothing says class like Taco Bell. Nothing says class like the place you show up to drunk at 1 a.m. to order a bunch of food that you're probably not really going to eat anyway. Nothing says class.
Taco Bell Hotel.
And they're going to have a place you can get a massage and all this stuff in there, too. They're also going to have a salon with Taco Bell-inspired hairstylings.
Oh, my goodness.
So what kind of hairstylings are Taco Bell-inspired? I've got at least two here that I think they should add to the list.
All right, what are they?
Instead of, they got the Nacho Bel Grande. I don't know if they still sell that or not.
They do.
But the Macho Well, Bel Grande. It's a real manly haircut.
Yeah, right. You got to order and go, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then another one, I think the Mexi Melt Mullet would do really, really good.
Yeah. Mexi Mullet. Yeah. That's a great idea.
Wouldn't that look good?
Taco Bell themed hairstyles.
Uh-huh. And spa. Don't forget about the spa.
Well, I went along that. I was thinking of Taco Bell themed shower things, and they could have the Chalupa for the shower.
Well, yeah. I think it's a great idea.
And just for cars, because I'm thinking out of the box, Taco Bell should come out with Mexican pizza shaped hubcaps for your car.
Man.
Our last Taco Bell idea.
Uh huh.
They should sell week old Taco Bell somewhere. And call it Taco Stale.
Officer Smith Wesson stopped by this morning.
He's cracking down.
Hello! I'm Captain Lieutenant Master Sergeant Gunnery Sergeant Staff Sergeant and Sergeant Sergeant Smith Wesson with this reminder. We're cracking down on sunbathing peeping toms. It takes a real sicko to stand all creepy somewhere and spend the day staring at sunbathers. This is why me and my force are volunteering our time to help.
I'm Deputy Tony Randolph, and I'll gladly stand brave next to the wonderful sunbathers in our community. Please feel free to call the station for volunteer sunbathing monitors.
Isn't it great that Deputy Tony would give his time to keep these predators away from vulnerable sunbathers?
I have a special place in my heart for women. My mom was one.
These deputies will gladly rub suntan lotion on you and keep your skin safe from the elements of nature.
I also got a special place in my heart for suntan lotion and the elements of nature.
I'm very honored to be sharing a badge with these brave men and police officers who have a hands-on approach. Sunbathing peeping toms, beware! We're cracking down!
Brought to you by BPTTF, Volunteer Peeping Tom Task Force.
Tony blessed us with a brand new word of the day today.
Here you go.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Milker Reverse Counterflow Button. The Milker Reverse Counterflow Button is the worst button to push when a cow is hooked up to the milker.
The milker reverse counterflow button.
Last Tony's word of the day.
Here's the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Never tell your boss that his wife has the neatest birthmark.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good.
Morning, y'all.
Every single day, Tony and I go through a bunch of news stories. We try to find you one that's positive and uplifting, and we call it
The Real Good.
There was a 42-year-old mom. Her name was Renee. Renee recently passed away. And this was right at Mother's Day. She left behind three kids, age 16, 18, and 25.
Oh, poor youngins.
They didn't have enough money to pay for a funeral, so, I mean, they were just heartbroken. Their mom's gone. They don't have enough money to pay for a funeral.
They're just kids.
A friend of theirs said, why don't y'all write your mom a letter, put them on balloons, and send them to heaven? So they did that, and they let the balloons go. The next day, there was a lady named Yvette. She found the balloons, all three of them, which is odd.
They stayed together?
They stayed together, and all three of them landed in her yard. This is 35 miles away.
All three stayed
So together. All three of those balloons somehow stayed. They weren't tied together, guys.
35 miles.
And they went 35 miles, these three balloons, together, all three dropped in the same yard.
Wow, it's almost like
God went, this lady will help.
Put them out here.
I'm going to put these balloons right here for them kids.
Here's where they need to land.
One of the letters mentioned the funeral costs, so Yvette decided to help.
35 miles away.
She brought the letters to work, got $2,000 from her coworkers, then put it on GoFundMe. They've raised over $20,000, and that covers the funeral and then some.
By golly.
Renee's oldest daughter told the local news she didn't think the letters would actually reach her mom, but now she knows her mom must have made them fall in a vet's front yard.
They did make it, didn't they?
Whew. Whew, that's Boy, true. That's Ooh. Tough.
Ah.
To those three kids and a vet, y'all are real good. All right, well, that's it for today's podcast. Hope you liked it. And don't forget, we'll have another one coming up on Monday after the show. This has been
In Case You Missed It.